You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito, host of this program, a pastor of Island Community Church, radio station manager, Bible translator as well, and lover of the Word of God. I only have 1 minute for an intro here today. You're going to hear the last part of this message that started on Monday. It's Matthew chapter 18. It's been a wonderful study. And if I can say so myself, I thought it's been a pretty good sermon. They all come from God. I'm very grateful. I stare at a blank sheet every Monday morning. It's the most humbling thing in the world when you're staring at a blank sheet. You know, you come down hard on Sunday afternoon as a pastor, and then you wake up Monday and you're like, oh, man, I got a blank sheet of paper. Anyone out there can relate to that. This is the last part of this message now. We're looking specifically today at forgiveness.
When you know by heart the textures on church, the scriptures on church discipline, you're involved in it so much that you know it by heart. Verse 15, moreover, if your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he hears you, you've gained your brother. But if he will not hear, take with you one or two more, so that by the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. Again, Jesus is quoting the law now, Deuteronomy 17:6. Verse 17, if he or she refuses to hear, tell it to the church. But if he refuses to hear the church, let him be to you like a heathen and a tax collector. What does that mean? It means you avoid them. When someone is dispelled out of this church or asked to leave and they're gone, the Son of God says, avoid them. Treat them like a tax collector. When your pastor says, don't contact him anymore, have no fellowship with him, he's trying to protect you. Because Jesus says, treat him like a tax collector. The Apostle Paul says, deliver such a person over to Satan for the destruction of the flesh, that their spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus. Now imagine a pastor doing that, asking people not to contact someone, and then someone is out here because the pastor is trying to protect the people, and then if the people in the church went and fellowshiped with the person anyway, how would he take to that? What would happen if the Apostle Paul did that and all the people at Corinth went to the person's house and hung out with him anyway? I'm telling you what Jesus' instructions are. Not to hurt the person, but to restore fellowship to them. There's a word for people that do this. It comes from Oswald Chambers. And he calls them an amateur providence. An amateur providence. That's when you get in the way of the hand of God, when he's trying to work in someone's life. Let God have his way with them, and he will bring them about to repentance. true repentance. The end goal is fellowship and forgiveness and welcome back. And you can't interfere in God's work, what he's working. Let's move on here. Up next, the parable of the unforgiving servant. Verse 21, then Peter came up to him and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Up to seven times? Jesus said to him, I do not say to you up to seven times, but up to 70 times seven. Verse 23, what's the first word? Therefore, that is, since forgiveness is unconditional and full of grace, the kingdom of heaven is like, here we go again. We've been reading that all throughout this gospel, haven't we? The kingdom of heaven is like, all chapter 13, the kingdom of heaven is like, here it goes again. What's heaven like, Jesus? The kingdom of heaven is like a certain king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. And when he had begun to settle accounts, one was brought to him that owed to him 10,000 talents. Now, John MacArthur says this is an incomprehensible amount of money. A talent is the largest unit of measure in the Bible. Depending on who's measuring, it's either 75 or 90 pounds is one talent. Verse 25. But as he was not able to pay, his master commanded that it be sold, and his wife and children, and all that he had, and that payment be made. The servant therefore fell down before him, saying, Master, have patience on me, and I will pay you all. Then the master of that servant was moved with compassion and released him and forgave him the debt. How would you feel at this point? Carol was expressing to me the joy to me this past Wednesday of having some debt forgiven in her life and the joy that that brought. And most important than all, the praise that God received as a result. Imagine if you had a debt of 10,000 talents forgiven by your creditor. Now, I did some rough numbers on this on my iPhone. 10,000 talents times 75 pounds to a talent, that's 750,000 pounds of gold. Now, at $1,300 an ounce on the open market, times 28 ounces to a pound, you got $36,400 to a pound. Thus, 750,000 times 36,400. Guess what? I broke my iPhone. And it dawned on me. I broke God's iPhone. That's how much my debt was. It showed up on my phone. It shows up 2.73 with a little e and 10. That's the equivalent of your sins and mine in the eyes of God. My sins are so heavy, I broke my iPhone. Where is Steve Jobs when I need him? You think what you have is flawless? Let's start adding up your sins on here, Smedley. We'll see how flawless it is. My sins are so great, I broke my iPhone. That's astounding to me. That's the equivalent of my sins and yours. Is there's too many to number. What you owe your master is iPhone breaking. It's too much to fathom. It's so much to fathom, your calculator's got to use letters instead of numbers. I got a picture of it. I'll show you later. You tell me what it reads. What is 2.73 E10? What are my sins in the sight of God? 2.73 E10. It's even worse than that. It's the blood and death of his son. That's a lot more than 2.73 E10. That's what our sins are. I'll tell you what, it's high enough that I can't pay it. How about you? Who's got 2.73 E10 in their back pocket or in their purse? How many E's do you have, Mike? I'm all out of E's. I got one E, and it's on my license. And I gave Carol an E. She's an Esposito, too. That's all the E's I've got. I have no more. And here comes someone greater than you, full of mercy and compassion, and forgives you of 2.73 E10, a number you can't even fathom. What would you do? Let's see what this man did. Verse 28. Who's got that open? Mike, read verse 28 for me. $100. All right, hold on a minute. That's something like this. For $100, people, $100. He grabbed him by the throat, my Bible says. Love you, brother. Come on, $100. What's happened here? What's happened? Let's go back at what started this. Peter came to him and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Up to seven times? Jesus said, I do not say to you up to seven, but up to 70 times seven. Forgiveness is for you. It's not for them. Forgiveness is for you. Look. When you forgive, you take on the character of God. And I challenge Darwin or Hawking or anyone else to show me out of a pile of primordial soup forgiveness. Forgiveness. Show me how I evolved into that higher form of living. No, that's an attribute of God. It's a quality of God. He's given it to you. Forgive all. That's what all this is about. You've been forgiven of 2.73 E10, and this sap over here owes you $100, and you're going to grab him by the throat? You've missed it. You've missed it. Forgive, church. Forgive. Forgive people that have hurt you and offended you. It's the character and the nature of God on the inside of you.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth. All the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
Hey, this is Darrell Evans. Your passion for Jesus will be inspiring to others, so keep listening to today's modern worship on WMIE 91.5 FM.
You have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast.